Station 8. At this location, you can actually look around anywhere you'd like. Because here at this rather ordinary spot, we want to talk about an animal that you're just as likely to find here as you would in a much wilder place. Its body is about the size of a cat, and has a tail resembling a rat, and a face that's, well, altogether different. Although this creature rarely wins the award for cute and cuddly, it's without a doubt one of the most interesting members of our ecological community. The animal we're referring to is the Virginia opossum, more commonly referred to as simply opossum or even just possum. Once you get past their less than charismatic and celebrity status and dig a little bit deeper, you discover some pretty interesting aspects of how they live and survive. The word opossum is Algonquin for white animal. The most likely spot you've probably seen opossums are dead by the side of the road. They're not particularly fast, and this is a very common way for them to die. Sporting 50 very sharp teeth more than any other mammal, opossums are omnivores, which means they'll eat just about anything from plants to poisonous snakes to insects to rodents, including carrion, which is another way of saying carcasses of other dead animals, which may explain their frequency to roadways. But opossums aren't just omnivores. They're opportunistic to the point of being cannibalistic. Yes, that's right. They've been known to eat their own, even when there is other food around. Opossums are not the kind of animal that stays in the same place for too long a time. I guess you could say they're kind of like the drifters and vagabonds of the animal kingdom. They don't bother digging their own burrows, but prefer to use the abandoned nesting sites of others. With the low overhead of their nomadic lifestyle, they're free to move around at will, in a manner reminiscent of a hobo, or that old song, King of the Road. In the winter, you might see them by day, but for the rest of the year, they're usually active only at night. One study indicates that opossums are now developing a preference for more urbanized habitat, in contrast to their native woodlands. So where you're standing is probably a location where opossums would feel right at home. And that's certainly no reason for concern. They may look a bit on the dirty side, but opossums are extraordinarily fastidious and are very rarely found to have rabies. In fact, there's evidence that suggests that they are resistant to many viral diseases, unlike other wild members who live among us. And remember what we said about poisonous snakes? Opossums have a very unique characteristic in that they are actually resistant to the venom of rattlesnakes, copperheads, and water moccasins. Not that we'd have issues with those around here in town, but if you see one wandering about in the country, you might actually feel a little more at ease. I told you they weren't picky eaters. Their means of defense is interesting, if not a bit funny. If you come upon one and it feels threatened, it may initially gape and flash their teeth at you in an effort to scare you. Unfortunately, the way it comes off is that they're giving you a big smile. If that doesn't work, and it probably won't, our poor friend can get so stressed out over the fact that his bluff has been called that he then escalates into the second level of predator defense, which is to play dead, or as we've come to know it as, playing possum. Most animals will avoid carcasses, so it's actually a pretty good strategy when you think about it. But opossums take this dramatic acting thing to a whole new level, for they actually enter a catatonic state. Once they swoon, they will bend in on themselves, drool, and even release a foul fluid from their anal gland. For all intents and purposes, its pulse and respiration puts it in a full-blown coma, which could last anywhere from a few minutes to hours. And then, they simply wake up and pick up where they left off. Seeing an opossum in your neighborhood is not cause for alarm. In fact, just the opposite. They are not destructive burrowers and are not aggressive either. The worst they may do is help themselves to any garbage you leave out, but in that respect, they are no more a problem than your neighbor's dog. We must admit, though, that they may go after poultry and fruit trees, but to be fair, they also eat a variety of insects and help keep the local mouse population in check. Contrary to popular belief, opossums do not really hang by their tail, although they wrap it around branches to stabilize themselves as they climb. They also have opposable thumbs, and their feet have a coarse surface that allows for a greater grip, which makes them feel safe and home once they get into the trees. Perhaps the most interesting thing about opossums is the fact that they are marsupials, which means they raise their young in a pouch similar to a kangaroo. After just a couple of weeks of gestation, the young are birthed and must find their way into the pouch, where they neonate for another couple months until they are more developed. Opossums are very good swimmers, so it's a good thing the mothers can close their pouch so it's watertight while they look for crayfish and other food in various water bodies. They may not be much to look at, but opossums are survivors of the highest order, and their physical structure has essentially remained the same for thousands and thousands of years. And like so much of what we see out here in nature, opossums remind us that you can't judge a book by looking at its cover.